Diane Roberts. Russia's defense ministry announced early Monday its forces had thwarted a large Ukrainian attack in the eastern province of Donetsk, though it's unclear if this was the start of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. The ministry, in a rare early morning video, said its forces pushed back a large-scale Ukrainian assault on Sunday at 5 points in southern Donetsk, one of 4 Ukrainian regions Russia illegally annexed last fall. Belgium is investigating whether its weapons it sent to help Ukraine defend its territory were used just over the border in Russia. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil. Okay, and we are not, do not have that available right now. The United States and China spent the weekend in Singapore. Russia's foreign ministry said on Monday that it saw no prospects for extending the Black Sea grain export deal, which is set to expire in mid-July, Russian news agency reported. TASS news agency quoted the foreign ministry as saying that it was continuing consultations with the United Nations over the deal and that ship inspections had resumed. The U.S. Navy says its sailors and the United Kingdom Royal Navy came to the aid of a ship in the crucial Strait of Hormuz after Iran's Revolutionary Guard harassed it. 3 fast attack guard vessels with armed troops aboard approached the merchant ship at a close distance Sunday afternoon. That's according to a U.S. Navy statement. Black and white images the Navy said it took from overhead showed 3 small ships close to the commercial ship. The guided missile destroyer USS McFall and the Royal Navy's frigate HMS Lancaster responded to the incident. This is VOA News. Authorities in India are working to clear the mangled wreckage of 2 passenger trains that derailed on Friday night, killing more than 270 people and injuring hundreds. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Outside a Balasore hospital mortuary, police and people wait for news following the fatal crash. One train was traveling to Chennai city in southern India and hit a goods freight train, knocking it off track, and was then hit by a second train coming from the opposite direction on a parallel track. Authorities are recommending India's Central Bureau of Investigations open a probe into the crash. Investigators had said on Sunday a signalling failure might have caused the 3-train crash, one of the worst rail disasters in India's history. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Namibia ranks 4th in the rate of suicide of the African continent, the country's Deputy Minister of Health and Social Services said at a recent regional forum. Delegates from New Zealand, India, Ghana, Nigeria, and other countries talked about ways to deal with the issue. Here's VOA's Vitalio Angula.
Namibian Deputy Minister of Health, Esther Munjengwe, told VOA the delegates at the regional forum discussed strategies to address stigma and taboos, which are barriers for people needing mental health care. Attempting suicide remains an offense in more than 20 countries, and Munjengwe says decriminalizing the issue, which was discussed at the forum sponsored by Lifeline International, will assist in breaking the stigma surrounding it. The organization focuses on suicide awareness and prevention through more than 200 centers around the world. Lifeline Namibia is a branch of Lifeline International, which aims to prevent suicide through strategies like a 24-hour hotline where people with suicidal thoughts can call and receive counseling. Vitalio Angula for VOA News, Windhoek.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has concluded a visit to Vietnam. Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said he wants Vietnam to become one of his country's top-tier partners as the government in Canberra seeks to diversify from its reliance on China, its biggest trading partner. Australia and Vietnam have signed various agreements during Albanese's 2-day visit to the Southeast Asian nation, including a $69.3 million package to help authorities in Hanoi decarbonize Vietnam's economy. There are also accords to share intelligence on money laundering and set up a regular meeting between the country's trade ministers. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Old cars, used tires, and barbed wire blocked off the biggest neighborhood in the capital of Haiti. Gun-toting gangsters have been robbing, raping, and murdering the innocent there. And police and government have been unable to do anything about it. Diane Roberts, VOA News.